Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane, Washington. And we are almost in the heart of the American Redoubt, but we are indeed coming at you from the free zones right now, especially if you're within reach of our signal, 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 6:30 AM. And, of course, our listeners out there in the other free zones across the country, what was used to be the Republic of the United States, various different strongholds of conservatives all over the place, and especially for those of you in occupied territory inside the occupied zones, well, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday, of course, because... Well, there, you know, yesterday we did Wiffle Bat Wednesday and we didn't do much wiffling.
No, we didn't do much batting. We meant to, but, well, you know, I think it was a really cool discussion, though, which ended up kind of taking more time. I don't know. I just felt like it was relevant.
Yeah, it was relevant definitely important. So,
well, sometimes you just got to say, you know, maybe when the Holy Spirit shows up and you're talking about something that's really, you know, maybe ministering to us. And trust that it is also to somebody else out there that's really hitting home. You know, yep. It's what they needed to hear and what we needed to say, or sometimes it's what we need to hear.
Right.
So we talk to ourselves a lot here.
Probably a little of both.
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, we do have a lot of stuff to get to, though, today. It is, there's just a lot of material. More than we will be able to get through, of course, which is kind of the way things are around here. So. First, let's do the, the word of the day?
Let's do that. And I wanted to point to something because we ran across that article that you brought up from its agenda 2130. And they are talking about how they wanted to have 30% of land and water into conservation by 2030.
Right.
And so the point... It really stuck out to me that they're calling for a third of land and water. And what's interesting about that is what God talks about in Revelation. And we just finished reading about how Sennacherib, you know, when he was the king of Assyria,
yep.
And how he and his armies were going in to arrogantly, you know, take over Jerusalem, and he was saying, you know, he sent his
Here's
guy
a message into, for your king.
Yeah, he sent a messenger in, and the messenger said that Sennacherib wanted to know which of his chiefs could anybody from Jerusalem even take out, you know, and all this, and the way God handled that was he sent an angel that took out all the chiefs. He took out all the chiefs, all the leaders, and wiped out all the mighty men, which totaled 185,000 people in one night.
Right. He's mocking Hezekiah, which is an awesome king.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, you know, what all the people we've conquered, their gods couldn't save them. What makes you think your God's going to save you? Secondly, didn't he say, like, the lowliest servant of one of our warriors could take on your best warrior. Something like that. You're strong, wasn't it?
Right. Basically. Yeah.
He's mocking him.
Basically, that got God's attention.
Right.
And he went, okay, well, and he sent his angel to specifically take out those people
that he
so arrogantly said, you aren't going to be able to touch even one of my chiefs, you know? And so God flattened them all. Right. Or he had his angel flatten them all. And he tends to do that. He tends to, well, just like he calls us to, forgive like we want him to forgive us, right?
Right.
And so he wants our actions to be mirrored back to us, right? In what we're, in everything that we're calling for, whether that be to him, for him, or against him, he wants it mirrored back.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that here all the pagans, the Gaia people, the Gaia worshipers, the communists, the globalists, they're all in the same boat. All part of the same team. And this is all this Agenda 21, which is what my book is about, and now has turned into Agenda 2130, because that's their continuation program and
right.
The 20-year increment type thing. And so the fact that they have designated that they want 30% of the water and land in conservation where none of us can touch it is striking to me, because God's response in Revelation is such. During the seventh trumpet, the seventh seal, the prelude to the seven trumpets in Revelations 8, verse 7, it starts with, "The first trumpet, vegetation is struck. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third," what a coincidence,
"one third,
and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second trumpet, the seas struck. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And
wow.
A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed." This is what, 33%.
This is what we've
right?
been seeing tons 33%. Of
33%.
Yep. We've seen 33s and everywhere.
Let me get to that in a minute. So then we've got third trumpet. The waters are struck. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. The fourth trumpet, the heavens struck. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And so then it keeps going. The fifth trumpet, it talks about in chapter 9, verse 4, it says, the angels were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And so then in the sixth trumpet, the angels from the Euphrates, it says, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. And so,
wow.
So here we have
from the Euphrates.
Yes. And so, the fact that, the ending of chapter 9 ends in, verse 20, 21, which read, but the rest of mankind who are not killed by these plagues, such as fire, smoke, and brimstone, that were listed, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts.
Oh, wow.
And so this is particularly striking to me, because since June of last year, I have been inundated constantly by either 33 or 333, and so much to the point that the whole family is aware of it, right?
Oh, it is.
And then other friends are aware of it, and I've told people about this, and I'm like, I can't escape it.
Everywhere I turn around, oh look, it's 33 degrees out. Oh, my phone's at 33% battery.
Yes,
it's just everywhere, all continuously.
Yes. Yeah. And what was even more interesting was right around the election, it ramped up to where it became 44s and then 55s and 66 and 70s and 77. And then it all, I mean, it was like it kept building up 33s and 44s and 55s.
Yep.
And then closer we got to the inauguration, then I started seeing doubles in sixes and sevens. And I'm not kidding, the day of the inauguration, after that, they all fell away, and it went back to 33s. And so now I'm just pretty much stuck in 33s and 44s now.
Yeah, I remember our temperature gauge. You're like, oh, look, it's 33 degrees outside, and it's 77 degrees inside.
I've never had this happen to me any other time in my life. And I've even had to look up different famous pastors who said that they've had significant events in their lives happen to them in the same manner, not necessarily the same number, but like a repeated number. And then it ended up being significant.
Right. It tormented them, and they could make no rhyme or reason until after something. Right. Then they could look back and all the patterns, just everything laid
out. Just fell into place. Yep.
Yep. Then you could see it as clear as day looking back. So I'm hopeful that's something that's going to happen with you with this, because I'm right there with you. Watch, it's like a pet, you know.
I know.
Our 33, 44, 55 pet, you know, and it's everywhere we go with us. And so,
I know, it's extremely bizarre. Yeah. And so then to see that article with the 30, you know, the third.
A third of the land, a third of the sea.
Anytime it's a third, it's 33%. Yep. And so, and then, you know, looking into Revelations chapter 8 and 9, where it talks about how God's going to take care of these 33s and these 30% that the globalists are doing and blocking. And so, I just find that very, very fascinating.
It is. This is fascinating. It's something that really just kind of gets your attention, and who knows what it means, and, you know, try to make something out of who knows what, maybe nothing at all, but it's just, it's almost...
This one was inescapable, because like I said, I've never had this kind of thing happen, ever.
You mentioned the four angels that are being restrained for the hour and the day to be released to kill a third of the mankind.
Right.
At the Euphrates. I remember years ago, remember when Saddam Hussein had all these chemical weapons that from Desert Storm, they were identified. They were accounted for and identified. And he had so many years to get rid of all these chemical weapons. And then basically we come in 2003, 2004 and invade. And we're like, where's the chemical weapons? And they're like, what chemical weapons?
Yeah.
You know, right. And so, like, wait, there were chemical weapons here, you know. Oh no, Bush lied. I thought this is fascinating because they documented it.
Right.
And he had to have a plan that he agreed to destroy them. Now all of a sudden, oh, they never existed. It was just a big lie to get us in. But when we had actually like laid hands on them before.
Well, so, and even then, prior to Bush, the Clintons, Bill Clinton, He helped arrange the deal between Iran and North Korea to get North Korea nuclear weapons from Iran. He facilitated.
But where I'm going with this, though, is I remember, I think it was a pastor, somebody who had a vision, a dream, like a prophecy, but they weren't saying this as a prophecy, but I was just overheard. I don't remember if it was the radio or a TV, but they had a strange dream that they couldn't make sense of, that... it was Saddam Hussein and his regime. This is in the 90s. He saw them moving trucks and pallets and containers and hiding all of these chemical weapons in the Euphrates. And he was like, I believe one day we're going to find all those chemical weapons that we knew were there, that we saw, that all of a sudden they said, what chemical weapons? We're going to find them in the bottom of the Euphrates.
Right.
And that always struck me. I thought, that's an interesting, and it was a dream that he had. He said, it was as clear as if I was there.
Wow.
He said, I've never had a dream, you know, like this before. And I can't remember who it was or what venue or anything, but his account really stuck with me. And that was before I was really even aware of the scripture about these four angels that are being restrained at the Euphrates River that will be released at a certain time, a certain day, a certain hour. And as a result of these angels being released, a third of mankind will be killed.
Right.
And so it takes me back to this pastor's dream about all of those chemical weapons. I mean, it's enough chemical weapons to kill the world's population over, you know, who knows how many times.
Right.
You know, by their estimation. So
I don't know, that's a little rabbit trail side thing, but it just popped in. That scripture brought that back to mind. I hadn't thought about that in forever.
Right. And I mean, also along those lines, I mean, gosh, if you get the chance to just read Revelations chapter 8 and 9, that is a fascinating read there, because it says that when the fifth angel comes down, he's commanded to torment those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Leave the mm-hmm. vegetation alone, but torment the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
Right.
For five months, they're going to be tormented.
And won't be able to die.
And they won't be able to die, no matter what. And so that just shows that somebody from the church is still going to be here at that point, you know, because we were talking about rapture and
well, there definitely will be believers, yeah.
Yeah. But that other scripture that says, pray that you be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation, means that some are going to have to, because they're not worthy.
It implies that there will be people that won't be worthy, and they're going to be stuck here. And they're going to.
That's right.
And plus, there will be a lot of people coming to Christ.
Yeah.
After that, you know, during that time
that's
as well.
True. Yep.
So, you know, that could account for why it explains there are saints here during. You know, we don't know. We're going to know one day.
I know.
Okay, the pan theory, right? It's all going to pan out. We're going to go, oh, it all makes sense now. Whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, and everybody's got their you know, their stance on it, and they can all argue using scripture, and they're all just as equally as convincing. So
right.
We're going to find out one day. And
well,
and,
yeah, I'm still just shocked that there in verses 20 and 21, it says that even though they watched a third of mankind killed, they still would not repent of their murders, their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. And what we're seeing right now is the great wealth redistribution that communists are famous for.
Oh, my
for.
Goodness.
And that is theft.
Yep.
That is absolute, outright theft.
I was going to say, talking about two things that popped into my mind. I'm looking at an article here from the Gateway Pundit. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism. We're seeing this kind of stuff returning.
What?
While they're putting out calls for counter-genocide against white Christians. Now remember, we're told in the end times, look how quickly things are accelerating. Okay, now,
yeah.
Now patriots are wow. terrorists. Right, I mean, we're taking this to the next level very, very quickly, and so you're like, boy, how could the world turn like that? Where it says these will be like the days of Noah, or they will be like the days of Lot. It'll be violent, sexually immoral. It'll be, you know, all of these things, and now we're seeing it in the headlines where they're actually going that way. But what you're talking about with wealth distribution, there, you're right. They are doing it right now. This is a global reset. This $1.9 trillion for COVID relief, what a sham.
Yep.
And they're turning around saying, boy, now how are we going to pay for it? Oh, Dementia Joe is now pushing for an increase, a sharp increase against corporations to help pay for this COVID relief bill.
Yeah.
Corporations didn't have any vote in this.
Right.
Right? This is redistribution of wealth on a global scale.
Yep.
Global communism.
Yep, that right there is the tenets of sustainable development.
Yep, cling close to the Lord, buy more ammo if you can find it, train and store up food.
That's right.
Right now, and spread the gospel to everyone who will listen.
And for those of you that have not read it, get a copy of my book. My book covers all of this in absolute detail. It's basically, I've had different people, doctors and stuff, say that it's like encyclopedic.
Yep.
And they use it as a reference, and it's been for sale since 2012, and I've had a lot of success with this book.
Interesting though, so. It is timeless.
Right.
This is the perils of sustainable development.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is available at the Gear Store, the Redoubt Gear Store. You can click on the Redoubt Gear Store on the right hand side of the webpage at radiofreeredoubt.com or amron.com. To get to the Gear Store. It's The Perils of Sustainable Development. You wrote this under the name Renee Holiday, and it's available. Now, here's the thing. This is from 2012, but it is all of the research pointing to what was coming, what is coming, and here it is in the headlines, right there. A
right.
Redoubt News 30 by 30, 30% of the land, 30% by 2030 under the Wilderness Act. All the stuff that they quote in there is in your book.
Right. And I mean, yeah, you can read all about the Wilderness Act in right. Chapter 5. That's what all of Chapter 5 is about, which is what this is describing.
You know what? Actually, they are going after this at the county commissioner level, at the state legislature, your senators, your state representatives. You would be doing your elected officials a service if you bought them each, those who will listen, those that are like-minded, bought them a copy of this, because the terminology that they're using to push this,
yep,
it's all in your book. I mean, it's like you need to know, you cannot even recognize what they're doing without knowledge. Because of lack of knowledge, my people perish, right?
Right.
We're perishing. Our rights are perishing. Our land is perishing. It's all being stolen from us. And all of the terminology right there sounds so warm and fuzzy, like sustainable, you know, I mean, just this kind of stuff. And it's almost written in such a way that you'd be a jerk if you went against this. Who doesn't want sustainable growth, right? Who doesn't want smart growth? I mean, what's the opposite? Dumb growth? What do you want? Dumb growth? You know, so it's so conniving and so sneaky.
It is.
And that's how they are.
So that book, I mean, that's an experiential and a research book where, I mean, that's 6 years worth of experience and research put into that book. And so, it was written expressly for elected officials. It's written in a manner that's a quick and easy read, because I know that most elected officials won't read. And fortunately, the ones that have read that book have bought it in bulk from me and then gave it to their, you know, their other people that they're
like President Trump.
In this, yes, he does.
He actually has a copy.
He actually has a copy given to him by a senator. So,
well, we got to take a quick break. And you're right. This is dead on stuff. It's so timely. It is right here. It's before us right now. And you know how much of this is behind the World Economic Forum?
I know.
The World Economic Forum is behind this. They're in two different things that we're facing, the grave threats right now, the cyber attack that they're telling us is coming, and their fingerprints are all over this 30 by 30 land grab.
Yep.
And most of it affects, you guys realize 30% of Idaho falls within this 30% of the land that they're talking about setting aside as like monument areas protected, 30% of it's in Idaho.
Right. And there 60 to 70% of it is in private property, which is what me and my property rights group were fighting off with the voluntary stewardship program.
Voluntary.
That part is
a
joke
uncle.
As well.
Say uncle.
Right.
And, okay, you volunteer.
And so that's what they're talking about in this. And so that was what we fought off. I mean, we really, and luckily we had success. And one other county in Washington copied what we did, and they had success as well, but none of the other counties in Washington were able to pull it off. And so, that's what we're looking at. And you know what that feels like to me? It feels like the biblical verse of saying that a dog goes back to his vomit.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. I feel like we got away from it for a while with
Trump. That's
what
happened yesterday.
And here we are right back in it again.
When I went to gas up, and it was like $20 more to gas up and see how sharp the gas prices are going up.
Yep.
Now we're going back to those pre-Trump policies. We're going back to our vomit, right? We're going back to the
communism.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's theft of wealth and absolutely insane policies that are costing us literally daily.
Right.
And ways that we can and can't see. So, all right. Well, let's break it off here, and we'll come back right after a brief break. This segment is brought to you by Werkz Holsters, WERKZ. Custom-made Kydex holsters, especially for Glocks and Sig Sauers with accessories, like tactical lights and lasers and so on.
Right.
Really hard to find a customized holster that holds all of that together, and they make them. So, and they're Patriot-owned business right here in the American Redoubt. Check them out at Werkz, WERKZ, Werkz.com, and we'll be back right here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Don't go away.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. They are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
All right, welcome back from the break. This is segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt and The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. If you guys are interested in radio communications, maybe always wanted to learn more about Morse code, but maybe you haven't learned the skill yet. Well, we'd like to introduce to you the DMX-40 made right here in the American Redoubt in partnership with PrepCom and Amron. You can click on that banner there to learn more about the DMX-40 decoder, transceiver, portable field portable radio. Very cool. Touch screen, keyboard operated. You don't even have to know Morse code, but it is a great training aid to learn as well. With the addition of another Morse code keyer, you can practice with it as well. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Yep, that's right. And we met these people at the it was the Preparedness Expo.
Yeah, Panhandle Preparedness Expo in Sandpoint.
Yep, and really a great couple of people. And the inventor has just done an outstanding job with these things. And I, for one, am a Morse code lover.
Yep.
And so the fact that they've made something that can, this job is amazing.
And they're making improvements all the time. You can learn more about it by watching all the videos and everything by clicking on the little DMX-40 transceiver banner on the right-hand side of the website.
Yep.
So, we're right up against the time when we're really super long on for segment one. Do you have anything, you parting shots you wanted to throw out there before?
Well, that was our thrashing. The thrashing was to all the globalists and saying, you know what, here's what we think of your 2130 agenda.
That's right.
Revelations chapter 8 and 9. There you go.
You got to thrash these commies. Thrash them at the boardroom and with your county commissioners and your legislators. Warn them, inform them.
Yep.
And we gave you a great resource, The Perils of Sustainable Development. Check it out. All right. Well, hey, we're going to jet on out of the studio here. You guys have a blessed, safe day. And join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a terrific Thrash-a-commie Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Blessings to all of you out there.